Dave and Siege mornings when you wake up.
Dave and Siege, thanks for listening this morning. Seriously, we've been here 3.5 months or so now.
It's just blown by, man.
It really has. Yeah. It seems crazy that it's been 3.5 months.
Well, we thought we were going to pack up once the cold came in. You know, it's like, I don't know if we need to stick around for this business.
We got
to
lay. Now we're stuck here. Yeah, sign that contract.
All the flights out are canceled.
Yeah, because of cold weather in Florida. What?
Man, we've been here 3 months. That's crazy.
Wow. Wow. But seriously, thank you for listening.
No death threats. no stalkers.
Nothing crazy yet.
It's a nice people.
It's definitely been a lot of fun since we got here. And it's funny because we came from Seattle, a big city, and Phoenix, big city, and Boston, big city. Mm-hmm. And people are like, wow, Panama City must be rough for you. It's like, no.
Not at all. It's actually awesome. The easiest thing in the world.
Yeah. So thank you for making us feel so welcomed. And
thanks for being easy, Panama City.
Yeah. Something about this cold would be kind of nice. We do want to get you to one of the biggest concerts of the year. That's why they brought us here. They wanted us to send you to Taylor Swift. We got to do it.
This is the exact reason.
Yeah, this is why we signed up.
They're like, bring in the big guns to give the big tickets away.
So when do we get our guns?
We fired our guns,
and Dave and Siege kept it coming.
A little Johnny Horton?
That's wow. Right, yeah.
We should be playing that.
I think it's
about 12 dudes out there like, oh, yeah, Johnny Horton, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Horton, yeah. Johnny H. Love Johnny H.
Joho.
Joho. We got Siege going to tell us what's up here in about 30 seconds. But like we said, become an island insider. You do it at island106.com. It's super easy. One of the first things we did when we got to Panama City was sign up to be island insider.
It's where all the goods are.
Oh, you talking to me?
Do you know where the goods are?
I know where the goods are.
They're on the inside.
On the inside. It's an inside job. What am I, a moron?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Why are you looking at me like that? What are you think I'm some sort of a butthole?
We're Dave and Siege. Thanks for listening to us.
Yo, 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 what it do?
Yo, Siege, how do I feel?
Hey, what's up?
So what's new?
YouTube.
Well, you tell me what's up.
YouTube has decided to pull it.
I can't do the whole thing that way.
Oh, come on.
YouTube has decided to pull any Tide Pod Challenge videos from its site.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you do that?
The latest video craze showcases daredevils attempting to eat laundry detergent pods. What are these friggin' idiots?
Like, what are they thinking? What? They gotta eat my laundry now,
too? Come on, kids. You are our future.
Can I get a sandwich?
Take care of yourself. Switzerland has passed a law banning restaurants from boiling a lobster while it's still alive. What? We used to do that all the time.
We used to do that to Johnny.
How do you get answers out of the lobster?
That's how you find out what you need to know.
Animal rights activists claim the crustacean can still feel pain. Yeah, that's right. That's the whole reason why you do it.
You're saying crustacean now?
And it's entirely inhumane. I don't even know what that word means.
I don't know what it means either.
Restaurants, they're now required to stun the lobster before they dump it in the boiling
water. But how are the cannoli, though? Oh. Is the cannoli? The cannoli gotta be
pretty spot on, actually.
Yeah, cannoli. You cook it in the oily.
It's happening. Robots, for the first time ever,
man,
have outperformed humans on a reading test.
Get the heck out of here with the robots.
People still reading? Next thing you're going to tell me is that we're still writing in cursive.
Oh, that's with the squigglies.
The squigglies. I used to go to college with a guy named Squiggles.
I'm sorry.
How did we end up here?
I don't know. As part of becoming David Siege, they promised us that we could work with what's called a consultant. And what this person's
Angie.
Job is...
We like to call her Angie.
Her job is to help us be a better morning show. I don't know what she's going to have for us after hearing this nonsense.
Let's not send her this break.
Yeah, this is not for the consultant.
Or I'll break your legs.
So you're looking for extra insider points, huh?
It's on the inside.
It's on the inside. That's what we're trying to tell you. What, you're not listening to us?
Oh, man. Find out what's new bonus style. Enter the word robot, R-O-B-O-T.
When that request line blinged,
can you guys play a song for me?
It can only mean one thing.
This song's my jam.
230-WILN.
So we got a call from a good buddy of ours.
Yeah, sounded pretty desperate.
We just heard from Melissa in Panama City. She wanted to hear the song Body Like a Back Row.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Sam Hunt.
Absolutely.
We're all over that for you. I met my Siege on the west side. No braids in his hair.
First time I seen Dave walk by, about fell up out my chair.
You okay?
Why?
Like, 'cause
you fell out your chair.
Oh.
Body like a Dave Siege, driving with my Dave Siege. I know every day like the back of my siege.
How? I think that's what she was looking for.
Absolutely.
Panama City's number one hit music station, Island 106, got up to 49, still only 29 right now.
Wait a minute. What do we learn?
I don't know, sir.
I don't know either.
You'll learn today.
Island 106.
Siege, what did we learn?
So today? I learned that teens need all the help they can get because they're eating laundry detergent. Just, and we need to tell them to stop.
It's just idiotic.
Like, so don't.
It's like, why?
Please.
Why would you do that?
Young people, save your brain cells.
Earlier this morning, we got to meet Cole, who actually held the record in all of Florida. He's never complained about the weather, ever.
This is crazy.
And we got to talk to him, and we were a little surprised about what he said when we asked him, like, you know, what he thought about this weather.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's cold. It's cold, and I'm sick of this cold.
Huh.
Wow.
Streak
over. Wow. Oh, so I learned that a normie is anybody who basically just adopts whatever popular opinion is trending.
A normie.
Kind of like the Tide Pod Challenge.
Well, we're not normies because we're not going to go and eat detergent.
Yeah, that's... normies or lemmings. I'll let you choose.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Also, we learned today that Siege scored a touchdown in the state championship football game in high school. That was a part of Truth or Dave.
I was an amazing athlete back then.
You were. You still are. You always amaze me with like how like smooth you are with
maybe
the athletic thing. It's impressive. Tomorrow, that will be good information to know because we will play Truth or Dave at 8:10 for $106 to get all the questions right, which we almost did.
So close. Teresa
was so close on that. That's 8:10 tomorrow morning with Dave and Siege. Plus, we'll tell you more about those Taylor Swift tickets. And the secret, we're going to give you a little bit more of a hint about what's going on with the new promotion in the radio station.
All I can say is...